This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Welcome Todd Barnett to the program. He is the owner and the director of the field school, the field camp, and he's got made some news recently. Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you made some news recently over at The Hook, readthehook.com, news breaking just today, I think, or yesterday, that you are looking to buy something here in Central Virginia that is rather historic. What's the details?
Well,
you're not trying to outbid Donald Trump, are you, for the Albemarle House?
That's right. No, there is a 100-year, almost 100-year-old pool out in Ivy called the Blue Ridge Pool, and it's run by or owned right now by the members of the Blue Ridge Swim Club. And I am involved in a process of trying to buy that to run my camp there and continue to run Blue Ridge Swim Club in the future.
There you go. So this is how old is this thing? When does it date to?
Well, hard to say exactly. When I went into it, I was hearing lots of different dates about when it was built. But there is a picture in the Holsinger collection at UVA, and the picture is dated 1913. And it looks like in the picture that the pool had just been built. It was built by R. Warner Wood, who ran the camp from 1909 to some point. It might have been to 1920, it might have been up into the 40s, based upon various reports. He built it for a boys' camp that was there that really drew kids from all over the place for at least 10 years.
And what's unique, I've actually been in this pool before, and tell folks what's, for those who don't know, what is rather unique about this pool?
Well, it's a natural stream and spring-fed pool, and there aren't many of those.
So it's literally a concrete pond.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's really quite old. Old swimming pools fall apart or they get filled in and they build another one or something like that. And as far as I know, this is the oldest concrete swimming pool in use in the U.S. this side of the Mississippi. There are two I found in Colorado that are older. And there are probably others that are older, but I still haven't come across them. So it's a pretty old, you know, pretty significant historic pool, I think, whether it's the very oldest or not.
So the oldest, until we hear otherwise, the oldest concrete pool east of the Mississippi, right here in Ivy, Virginia.
Right.
We're talking with Todd Barnett. He's the owner and the director of Field Camp, looking to buy this historic old Albemarle pool. Now the Blue Ridge Swim Club. And what's the idea? You would return this to the site for a boys' camp, which it was originally, it sounds like.
Well, not just a boys' camp. Our summer camp is a co-ed camp, ages 6 to 15. But yeah, I don't know that it's been a camp out there for 60 or 70 years, but that's how it started. And I've had this camp, I co-founded it with Jay Fennell back in the year 2000. We would like to put that camp back on that space out there in a big field that's adjacent to the pool.
Yeah. Now, where is Field Camp now?
Field Camp, we're a true camp. We kind of move around. But for the most part, we have been at Camp Albemarle, which is this really lovely old campy facility.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
On the Mormons River out in Free Union.
Yeah. But the idea is to turn what's now the Blue Ridge Swim Club, home of the oldest concrete pool, into a year-round camp.
Well, it'll go. The camp goes about 9 months in the summer.
Okay, I see.
And it's a day camp for the most part. We have an overnight once a week, and the swim club. The intention is to continue to operate the swim club. So I'm hoping to have people sign up and come out and who haven't been out there in the past and check it out. It's a really beautiful site. And part of what makes it so pretty is there's all these towering poplar trees all around the pool. So it's, it's not one of those pools that's kind of open and there's no place to hide from the sun if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. So you would keep it as a place where people could come swim, or would it be only for Only for people with
camp. We'd like people to keep coming swimming there. And really, the camp hours, the camp goes 8 to 5 most days. We do this overnight on Thursday night. But then the weekends is when you get most of your traffic. The weekends and after work is when you get a lot of traffic at pools around here.
Yeah. Todd Barnett of Field Camp. It's online at fieldcamp.net. Looking to buy the Blue Ridge Swim Club and turn it into a new camp here in Ivy. When do you foresee, Todd, finalizing this thing?
Well, we're working it out with the county over the next... You know, I'm hoping the next month it gets worked out. And we'd like to do some work out there in the spring before a Memorial Day opening. So
yeah, very exciting.
We'll work it out in the next month, I think.
Good luck to you. It sounds like a terrific idea.
Okay, well, thanks, Corey.
Absolutely. That's Todd Barnett with the Field Camp, online at fieldcamp.net.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.